Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. And it is Tuesday, which means Top 5 Tuesday is mere moments away. We've had some controversial lists coming out of Top 5 Tuesday lately, Mike. Are you going to keep that tradition going?
Well, probably. And mine will be Top 5, my favorite viral videos. Favorite viral videos of all time.
Define viral, like anything that's like just
Charlie bit me.
I didn't even get out the name of the list, and he's already like, define what you mean. Say it with your chest. I don't know. A viral video. A video that we saw because a lot of other people were looking at it, and your algorithm just led it to your phone.
You know what a viral video is.
Yeah, I mean,
is.
Come on. Let's not split hairs here.
My God, Chipotle is my line.
I'm just trying to make
Linda,
everyone's on the same page. I got a question for Ali before we get any further. Or do we need to clarify more of Top 5 Tuesday?
No, man, it's coming up. You got 20 minutes. We'll be hitting it.
What are you expecting when you show up at Echo Park Speedway Friday morning? Because you've kind of been around.
Yeah.
But you just did a drive-by that one time,
kinda.
You and Grant. So, like, what are you really, like, is there... What are you expecting to see from us? Because now you kind of got to know Mike a little bit more. And
I think the biggest thing that was going through my mind yesterday was Saturday before we do the show at 4 o'clock from out there. I was like, what's going to be going on all day? What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Should I just hang out at the hotel or what are we going to do? I don't know.
Yeah. And you know, that's a tough thing for, you know, terms of sobriety, we know you got to work later that afternoon, and you're in the infield at Echo Park Speedway, so that's always a challenge.
At least you don't got to go to the driver's meeting.
Yeah, well,
you got to really be.
Oh, come on, Bo.
Yeah.
He just had
I'm gonna spike this guy's drink.
That was good, Bo. I'm not gonna lie, the way he snuck that in there was pretty pro.
Never gonna pretty get invited back after I'm done with him.
Well, you know what? Fine. Y'all take everything I say out of context. Yeah. I was being serious.
It was pretty in context, what you said.
No, it wasn't.
If you haven't caught up to what's happening, is Bo gets to go to the driver's meeting at Echo Park Speedway this weekend.
It's his Father's Day gift from the station.
It's his Father's Day gift.
Yeah. And I called him a Johnny Come Lately. I've had kids for years. I don't ever get gifts like that. Never do anything for me where I get to go to the driver's meetings. I'm a bigger NASCAR fan.
It was his first Father's Day.
What you think,
yeah. Mike?
That's all right.
You know, he's again, and I'm labeled the one that's always angry and in their feelings.
So this is kind of what I expect to be happening at Echo Park Speedway.
I'm sure it'll be some version of this. You're
yes.
Right.
Oh, yeah. This is the one expectation I do have, but I have more questions than really expectations. I'm just open for the experience. I've had a great time going down to Echo Park Speedway in the past. It is a little city that pops up in the infield, and I would love to document it on social media and just be there and observe everything.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, I love that.
We'll have Brandon Hutchinson on at 8:40 in the Life of Squid 4 to kind of break down of what is going to be going on at the actual track, so he can, you know, maybe help you plan out your day, Allie.
Okay.
You know, you obviously can go to the garage and walk around and see, you know, them working on the cars and stuff. I think that's so cool. I love watching these guys. Like, I like seeing them go through inspection and stuff. And they got, like, these geometry-looking tools.
I'm curious to get – I know we got to get to the Braves in just a second. Are either one of y'all – and Allie probably doesn't know this exists yet, but I'm about to introduce her to it. You know, they're doing a mid-season bracket challenge for NASCAR. This is the first race of the bracket. So, essentially, just picture – March Madness, and there's drivers matched up for the next, I don't know, 5 weeks as the races are on TNT. And they're going to do a driver's challenge, and essentially you have to beat the other guy one-on-one, and whoever wins that bracket at the end of it wins $1 million.
Mm.
And so it was just launched today where on the NASCAR app you can actually put in your own bracket. Look, if you get a perfect bracket, you know, the way that, you know, you try to in March Madness, you actually win your own money. I think you win your own $1 million, so I'm – probably going to participate in that. I think that's going to be really cool. It's something NASCAR's never done before, and actually kind of was invented by Denny Hamlin, one of the drivers.
Yeah, well, some of the drivers didn't even know that was happening until approached about it. So,
what would be amazing is if you both sign up for this bracket. I sign up for this bracket, and I end up winning.
Honestly,
it would be typical.
And that's what I was going to say. That's what Echo Park Speedway does. It's a little bit of a chaotic race, and that's why they made it as the first round of the challenge, where they're just like, dude, whoever you think is going to win this probably won't. So it's going to be crazy.
I guess, how do you fill out your bracket? Do you fill it out like you would March Madness, where like, hey, I'm going to pick who I think wins, except for my team wins everyone?
5-12. You're going to pick out a 5-12 upset? Yeah.
Or do you, because there's no format for this.
It's
kind of interesting.
The crappy thing is, these brackets, the seating for them were finished 3 weeks ago. So my favorite driver, Shane Van Gisbergen, didn't even make the bracket challenge because he didn't win until last week. That's unfortunate. That's all right though. I'll find somebody else to root for. Maybe his teammate Ross Chastain,
or maybe the guy that was nice to you in an interview, Ryan Blaney.
Ryan Blaney, who likes the nickname that you gave Echo Park
he
Speedway.
He did like the Echo Chamber. Yeah, that's a good point.
He said it's the best one he's heard yet.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, Brandon Hutchinson will be on later. We're gonna figure it out.
Yes.
We're gonna figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Well, how about them Braves? They won last night against the Mets 3-2. Were you guys a little bit nervous though? I forget what inning it was. Austin Riley. Okay, so it was the bottom of the third. Austin Riley made that catch running into the tarp off of Nimmo. And I just thought, no, let's not have another Chris Sale moment. Like, are you guys feeling that a little bit right now with every dive you're seeing happening?
I actually wasn't with that one. And Bo's going to hate me for what I'm about to say. But as soon as I saw that catch, I was like, man, maybe he could play left field.
Oh, God.
I was like, man, it's pretty rare. He's definitely got more range than Verdugo.
You know why? Because that's the same ridiculousness when it's like, Caleb McGarry should be at left guard. I don't know why they didn't move him inside. Just move him inside. He can play guard. That's the same damn stuff. It drives me nuts.
It's not that
it
crazy.
Is. It
it's
is.
Not that crazy.
Guys have played, not everybody's Chipper Jones. That can move to left field and then come back to third base. And then move back to left field and then come back to third base.
Okay, but the guy that you're looking at playing left field used to play the infield. Okay? And I'm talking about Jerkson Profar. Like, he was an infielder for years, and then he moved to the outfield. So that's going to act like it just never happened.
So then Profar would come in and play. I would play Profar at short and go trade for somebody.
No, that's not. That would not be the plan if I was moving Austin. Profar would play center.
I'm not moving Austin. See.
He's speechless. You have made Bo speechless.
Dude, because you just – it's so ridiculous.
I know it is.
I get my
here's the thing.
Sucks at the plate.
But here's the thing. They have pushed me to ridiculousness in trying to figure out how to fix this team, and I can't watch Michael Harris at bat any longer with runners in scoring position. I can't do it. And look. Let's not act like there's not ridiculous. I will give the Braves credit in a number of different areas. They moved on from Orlando Arcia when he made the All-Star team 2 years ago. They have, after last night, in my opinion, moved on from Iglesias as the closer on this team. Dylan Lee is that guy after last night. So those are guys that under big contracts or former All-Stars, whatever, that they've moved on from because they haven't performed in the role. I realize that Michael Harris is due a ton of money. I realize he's got a ton of contract left ahead of him, and I realize he's a young player. But my gosh. Like, at what point do we figure something out to get this guy out of the lineup?
Might give him a little credit. He had a sack for RBI sack fly last night.
Yeah, I know he did. And look, the first
he's actually
time.
Actually, like, third on the team in RBIs.
Yeah, he really is.
And gold glove level center fielder. I don't want to take any of that away from him, but it's just, I just look at this entire roster. I look at left, look at center, look at short. I think every Braves fan does this and goes, how do you fix it?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Texas.
Why are you looking at second?
Hey, and that's a good point too. And he's not off my list either.
And look,
because he's brutal. He's brutal too.
I'm not sitting here saying that Michael Harris should be defended at what he's doing at the plate, because it is at. I'm an on base percentage guy, and his is just garbage. I mean, it's like the lowest in baseball. I think, though, when it comes to the amount of runs he saves in the outfield, then there is some that there is some talking points about why you go to other places and fix first. I think he is probably the best fielding center fielder in baseball right now.
I don't dispute that at all.
So for me, that means he's the last guy. Because I can, and that's been the biggest conversation. I can deal with a hole in the lineup. I can't deal with four or five. And with him, Ozzy, Nick Allen, and whatever is in left field, it's pretty much you have a hole every night. You have four to five spots where that you're getting no production.
Yeah, I agree.
And
I agree.
That's the problem.
And that's why I'm not, because to me, he's not as bad off at the plate as Michael Harris or Nick Allen. But he's definitely not as good in the field as either one of those guys either. And that's where it's frustrating with Ozzy. It's like, dude, every now and then, you know, as a switch hitter, you get a hit and it looks really good. And, you know, hopefully you're starting around into form. But at second base, he can be brutal. And that's kind of where I'm at with the Verdugo, you know, the platoon situation in the left. It's like, yeah, every now and then you guys, you know, your platoon get a hit. But, man, it's freaking tough watching Verdugo play left field.
Well, and that's where Eli White is a better fielder. I'm still not kind of sure why Verdugo gets the nod more times than not. Maybe it's because he's been a better hitter in his past. There's the matchup thing, whatever. I'm not moving Austin Riley. I would bring Profar. You still have Nacho and who's starting to get hot, and you could bring him up and play him at short if you think it's that. But see, that's the thing where Nick Allen saves you runs too. I think that's
I was going to say.
I think that's why Nick Allen is the second guy that you're like, let me get left field figured out. And if we start winning games and Profar comes back July 2nd and start playing game and we're winning and we get production there, then maybe we address shortstop. Maybe. But you still need to play great defense. You know, you won a 3-2 game last night. You got to win more of these one-run games. And that means clutch hitting.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. And like I said, I'm not saying move Austin Riley to left field. I think that is a little bit ridiculous. But this team cannot move forward and be serious as contenders with the way that they are currently constructed on any given night. It just can't happen. So, yeah, I mean, some of these ideas sound a little bit crazy, and I know that Grant's probably rolling his eyes if he's listening right now. Sure he is, but I think he would agree that something has to change.
Everyone should have the privilege of watching a Braves game with Grant McCauley right now. It's
I actually look forward to that.
Entertaining.
Yeah, one of these days, Grant. One of these days.
I don't know what's more interesting, reading his Twitter feed after something funny happens, like in a game happens, or just watching him watch the game.
Yeah.
Because I just know every time. I know when something happens, I know there's going to be like 30 tweets. This guy, this guy, that.
I promise you it's watching him watch the game. Anyway, the four-game series continues tonight in New York. Spencer Strider is on the mound. And coming up, Netflix dropped the quarterback season 2 trailer. We got a little peek into Kirk Cousins' story from last season. We'll get into that. And it is Top 5 Tuesday. Mike is up this round.
Yeah, we're about to smash, smash, smash on this Top 5.
Oh, no.
You already know what time it is. That's coming up next in the morning show. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
There you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.